Spirit of Youth celebrates teenage Alaskans who are making our communities better places to live. They give their time, their hearts and minds, their passion, their creativity. Now, hear their stories.
These days, 17-year-old Casey Little is a valued employee at the Eagle River Boys and Girls Club. Every day after school, she works there with younger kids for a few hours. But it wasn't a job opportunity that first brought her through these doors.
The first time it was honestly because I needed community service. I got expelled from school and I needed to be able to be reentered into school.
Casey says her troubles started a couple of years before when she got into drugs. Getting expelled was a wake-up call, but finding the Boys and Girls Club has helped her turn herself around. Casey says some days are still hard, but that she remains clean and sober. Anne says her job here, helping the kids, helps her as well.
I know one of the main things that led me to drug use was bullying when I was in elementary at school and middle school. And so talking to some of the kids who I know are bullied or just don't have as high self-esteem, just being able to let them know that somebody does care, being able to be there for them and be a positive role model. Throughout the day, I try to find a certain time, like at any point, just to talk to one or two kids and more in depth than what they would normally have in a regular conversation, just to see how their day was. And I find it's amazing how much their attitude improves by the end of the day once knowing someone was there to talk to them and actually cared enough to ask. I always have to just remind myself that my past has not decided what my future will be. I can always change that and I can always make a difference.
Casey says she's on track to graduate from high school in 2014. I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Give a young person you know a boost by recognizing the good things they're doing. Nominate at spiritofyouth.org.
Provided by the Alaska Department of Health and Social Services, Division of Behavioral Health.